Hello there, and welcome to Folkcraft. I'm your host, Temperance Alden. If you don't know me, I'm the author of the book Year of the Witch, and I am the host of this new podcast, so welcome. I find that online there's a lot of debate, and it's kind of interesting the divide between published and unpublished personal gnosis. There is some nuance between the two, so it is important to point out. To begin, I just want to clarify that when I say personal gnosis, I'm talking about the parts of people's crafts that are kind of unique to them, things that they've created, things that they've come up with, and typically they are not the traditional associations or methods of doing things that exist within the larger community. Online, personal gnosis is seen as made up. A lot of the time, you can see debates going on. Someone will share something that works for them, and they'll be met with a barrage of comments like, that's not an association, or this god or goddess doesn't like that. And, you know, when do we get to acknowledge that personal gnosis is valid? And it's a backbone, if not a pillar, of folk magic. If you think about it, folk magic is the magic of people, right? And it's the magic of the people. It's the magic of people without the dogma of tradition and structure. Not to say that folk magic doesn't have structure, but it doesn't come with the same connotations as some spiritual religious movements have, like Wicca or Thelema. So when we're talking about folk magic, we're talking about the magic that people have created, have recognized as real, and we're really honing in on that. I've seen over the course of my time, both in person and online in the community, that we have a tendency to discourage the personal gnosis building process, but then we get mad at people for not creating their own spells or sigils. But when people do create them, there's this weird backlash that it's not good enough, it's not valid, it's made up. However, we give a gold stamp to personal gnosis that's published. I mean, think about all of the books that came out through the 80s, 90s, 60s, 70s. I'm specifically speaking about the books that came out through the 80s and 90s, though, and how filled with just personal knowledge and information. And through the years, this information has become verified through the community through use, but it didn't start off that way. Like, the things that were written in some of these books didn't absolutely not start off as community-wide verified information. And through the stamp of approval that publication brings, personal gnosis turned into community and verified gnosis. But online, we don't give it that same credibility. We don't give it the same credentials. You know, you can be on blogs, you can be on Tumblr, you can be on Discord or on YouTube, and, you know, you'll get a lot of shit for, like, this is made up, or you did this, and it's like, yes, because that's the basis of magic, is that someone decided to make it. It wasn't pre-written, it didn't have to be pre-written. You can make it, and it still works, and it's still valid for you in your craft, in your practice, and I think that's beautiful. I think that we need to give more credence to folk magic in general. We need to allow for more creativity to flow. If we don't, then the tradition dies, and it's a living, breathing tradition. It's evolved since the very first person who decided that, you know, there was deeper meaning to what we were doing. We need to allow people to take that power into their hands without throwing the judgmental eye that often comes in the community. Online is such a weird, unique, fun, amazing, awful place because we're all there and we're all from different traditions, right? So whereas I might do something specific with a lemon, maybe you're doing something different with a lemon, and neither of us is right or wrong, but because our traditions don't align, you're maybe saying, oh, well, you're doing that wrong. These types of mentalities do a pretty big disservice to the folk witchcraft community because they don't allow for the experience of lived knowledge and understanding based on perspective. When we talk about our understanding of magic, it's fully rooted in perspective, experience, knowledge that we've gained. So maybe I have a different perspective based on an experience that I had that doesn't invalidate what you're doing just because it looks different than what I'm doing, and vice versa. Maybe you've had an experience that I never have, and so you have this amazing gnosis related to using moon water that I just personally haven't experienced because I did not have that experience, and I don't share the perspective that you share, and I don't fall within the education of a tradition that you have studied extensively. I know there are weak spots within my own personal craft of knowledge where I just haven't studied it. Like, I haven't studied heathenry that much. I have a little bit. I have enough to know the basics, to know runes, and that's like it for me, you know? So that's my basis, but I'm very heavily educated on Irish mythology. So that would, if someone were to say, oh, you know, this god does this, 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 okay, that's your understanding. And, you know, the only times that I think we can really get into a debate of is that real or not is when we get into online spheres of people who just kind of throw things out into the wild, and it's not coming from a place of folk magic, it's not coming from a place of understanding, it's just they are doing it because they want to do it. It's kind of that attitude of like, I practice chaos magic, hee hee, I'm so chaotic. And it's like, okay, well, that's not really what that means. There are classical associations that we fall into. There is a little bit of structure, but within that structure, it's pretty free form, right? It's like going into a Costco warehouse if there was nothing on the floor of that Costco. It's just like a big 50,000 square foot room. Like, you have so much places to explore and go into, but you're within that building. It's kind of the same thing, a little bit different, but, you know, it is what it is. So this has been Folkcraft, my thoughts on personal gnosis and its relevancy in the witchcraft community. If you want to support the show, this is going to be short form shows, once a week, maybe twice a week, if I'm feeling spicy. You can support the show through my Patreon at Wild Woman Witchcraft. I'll have the links available. My name is Temperance Alden. I'm the author of the book Year of the Witch. You can find me on Instagram at Wild Woman Witchcraft, on Twitter at Temperance Alden. I'm on Twitch at Tempora Apples. I do have a slightly neglected YouTube channel under the name of Wild Woman Witchcraft as well. I don't know, I think I'm on a few other platforms, but for now, that's all I can remember, so I hope you guys have a wonderful rest of your day, and thank you for spending time with me.